Okay, just by way of introduction, we here touch on a number of items, including lachash, incantations that they used, cures for medical issues that the Gemara suggests. And this shows up here a number of other places in Shas. How to relate to these items is interesting. The Rishonim take different approaches in terms of relating to these items. Some, like the Rambam, almost completely discard them and then offer up their own alternatives. Other Rishonim take them seriously and think that they're efficacious. And there's a middle group of Rishonim who some suggest that it's, whether it's allegorical or whether it's something that we don't understand, things that happened in the past that worked but don't work anymore, positions like that. We'll get on later on, after we get past the Mishnah on the Amud Aleph of Samach Zayin, we'll also see that there are Rishonim that took this very seriously, and we'll discuss that at that point. We're just going to begin from the Tanur Banan on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Bet. It says, Tanur Banan, Yotzi be'Even Tkuma. Person go out with this stone. It's stone, whether I saw translations of it as a titor or an eagle stone. B'Shabbat. You can go out on Shabbat because it was believed to be efficacious in stopping miscarriages. So you're allowed to go out on Shabbat because it's medically necessary. Mishum Rabbi Meir Mu'afa Mishkal. Event Kuma. That not only is this stone efficacious, but something that was weighed against this stone, a counterweight, is also has that property. Veloshi Pila, it's not that she has to have miscarried at least once. Elishemat Apil, just the fear of her miscarrying. Veloshi Ibra, and not that she's pregnant already or carrying a fetus. Elishemat Itaber Vitapil, but maybe she will become pregnant and then miscarry. Rashi over here does not make the comment he made previously, which is that we have to have some sort of background, family history about these issues. Seems to be here that it's in a vacuum, said that no matter what, anybody can wear these. Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shlamaya Mishmei Devaye, V'hu Dikavin V'itkal. When you're talking about this counterweight over here, it's not something that you went it down to the point where it weighed the same amount as the Even Tekumah. It has to be something that's naturally a counterweight to it. If you put it on the scale and you found something that exactly weighs the same amount without doing anything to it, without changing at all, that's the counterweight that we're talking about. If I have something that's the counterweight of the counterweight, so you have something that was weighed against the seven tekumah, was perfectly the same size, now you find another object and you weigh it against that which was the counterweight to the seven tekumah, does it work? Teiku, leave that unresolved. So Amar Abaye, Amar Liyem, my mother told me, the Ishata Bat Yomah, a fever that comes daily or is on a recurring basis. Lishkol zuza chivra. Take a white coin. Rashi over here says a white coin is teruf chadash, was newly minted. Lezel lemilchata. Should go to the salt pits. The way the Rashi describes the salt pits over here is that they used to drain the water out of the sea into pits, and then they let the water sit there and evaporate, and then they had the salt that remained afterwards. Vidkol matkalei milcha. And take a bundle of salt, and place it in the collar of his neck, below his chin, with a white, twisted cord. If he doesn't have that, he should sit at a fork in the road. If he sees a large ant, the dari midei, that's carrying something on his back, should take it, place it into a brass tube, and then you should seal it up with lead. And then lock it up with 60 seals. Rashi says here, not literally 60 seals, so don't worry, you can just use a large number of seals to close it up. You should shake it up and carry it around. It says shake well before using. Right, so here you shake it well and then carry it around. And then you should say to this ant that's inside the tube, Tunach alai. Your burden is on me, and my burden is on you. That's a little dangerous. Wait a minute. Maybe this ant was used by somebody else. It's a large ant carrying a load. You know, maybe somebody else picked up this ant and did the same incantation, and this ant is already carrying around someone else's fever. So now you're going to say, oh, you know what? I'll dump my ant on the ant, and the ant on me, you'll end up with this other guy's fever who used the ant previously. Better to say, you take both of our burdens. You take mine and yours and keep it. Vilo, if he doesn't have that, should take a small new pitcher, the Nara, to the river, Velemalei, and he should say to the pitcher, or to the water, Nara, Nara, Usfan Kuza de Mayel Orcha, Vik Lili, he says, please, lend me some water that I can go on my journey where I'm heading to. Lahada Shiv Zimne Al Reshe, he should carry, you know, around his head 7 times, wind it around his head 7 times. Velish Dian Achorei, then throw it behind him. Velemalei, Nara, Nara, Shoko Maya de Aifli, take back the water that you gave to me, Dorcha Diklili, that's because on the, for the journey that I was going on. Biome Ato, Biome Azo, I went on my day and I came back on my day, so have your water back. Amravuna, Laisha Ta Tilto, that you have a fever that comes, Rashi says it cycles every 3 days or so, you end up with it. So Laite Shiva Silui, Mishiva Dikli. Should bring, Rashi over here is in the Girsa he has his Anavim, which would be grapes, or they could be small berries. Otherwise, the Girsa change of the Bach is that it's Anafim, small branches, made Dikle from the palm tree. Mishiva Tzive, should have 7 splinters, small pieces of wood, Mishiva Kshure, from 7 boards. Mishiva Sike, Sike are pegs. What's interesting is Rashi translates the Yitedot, but then he writes cables, Balaz. That's interesting. Peg, something that holds it together. Mishiva Kshure, from 7 bridges. Mishiva Ktime, Mishiva Tenure, 7 ashes or piles of ashes from 7 ovens. Mishiva Afre, Mishiva Sanire, which is what we have in our Gemara here, should take dirt, earth, from Shiva Sanire. The Rashi translates as a Tzinor Adelet. Korshi Skopa Tzir Adelet Sovevbo. It is the way that they had their hinges. The hinges had, on the door, it had a pin that sat in the ground, or on the iskopa, on the threshold, and as the door twisted there, it left dust or something in the doorway. You should take 7 of those. The other possibility is the Girsa V'Aruch, who says that it's Shiva Shive, which is Chaticha Ktana, small pieces, small cuts. Shiva Kufre, Shiva Arbe, should take 7 things of pitch from the bottoms of 7 boats. They put the pitch on to make them waterproof. Shiva Boni, Kimoni. And 7, well, kimoni is from cumin. And the question of what the kimoni is, Rashi says that it's garine kimon, either the seeds of the cumin, or boni, kimon, garcine, melo, egrof, or a fistful of cumin. Shiva bene, medikna, dekalbasabo, should take 7 hairs out of the beard of an older dog. All right, good luck. Vilitzarenu bechalala debet zavra, should put him in. Sarenu bechalala debet zavra, so he should place it into, again, the collar of his shirt, or to the neck, below his chin. Benira barko, with a white twisted thread. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, la'eshatat smirta, for fever that either persists, or the way Rashi says, simechamemet v'kotechet et aguf, something that burns up the whole body, pains the whole body. Lishko sakina de gula parzalo, you should take a knife that is made out of, completely out of metal iron. Leza leecha de ika vardina, and you should go to a place where they have, not a verid, but a vardina is a sneh, thorn bushes. Velikter be nira barko, and you should tie it up with a, again, this white twisted, twisted thread. Yomakama, lichruk be purta. On the first day, you should make a small cut in it. Velema, vayar malach Hashem elav. These are psukim from Moshe, when Moshe reaches this sneh. So the first one is you should say this pasuk. And then, v'machar lichruk beipurta v'leimar. The next day you should say this, which is, v'yomar Moshe asurana v'yareh tamareh agdala zot. He should go, he turns off the way to go see what's there. V'machar lichruk beipurta. The next day you should cut a little bit into v'leimar v'yar Hashem kisar lirot. Hashem saw that he went to the side. So Rashi points out, to play on the words, Vayom Moshe is Mishum Seifa. So the latter half of the pasuk, which Madua Lo Yivayer Sneh. The reason Moshe went to see what was going on was because he wanted to see why it was not being consumed. Why there was fire without it being consumed. And then the next one is, Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirot. We're playing on the word Kisar. Sar, it should remove, it should go away from you. So Amalei Rav Acha Brei Derav, Alei Rav Ashi V'Leima. Well, if that's the case, Vayom Ralti Grev Alom. Why don't you say, don't come close to me? I mean, if we're playing on the words, it says, the Hashem speaks, or the Shekhinah speaks in the bush, and says to Moshe, don't come so close. So the same thing that way. Ella, so now they revise what you should be saying when you do this. And on the first day, you should say this, that the Malach appeared to him. The second day, Vayomar Moshe. Ulamachar, on the third day, Vayar Hashem Kisar Dirot. Ulamachar, on the fourth day, Vayomar Altikrav Alom. That he should say, don't come close. V'chi Pasikle, once he's done all of these psukim that he said, these incantations, let the Dev Lifsake. This is what you should do in the end. V'lei Mahachi, say this. Hasne, Lav Mishum Degviat, Mikoli Lane. So if litzatei lipsukei, litzatei means you should press it down, lipsukei, and say this. Leimahachi sneh asneh, you the push the bush. La mishum dekvia mikoli ane ashri ashari kodesh baruch hu shkuntei alach. It's not because you are the tallest of all of the trees that Hashem rested His shchina upon you. Ela mishum de maichit mikoli ane, because you're the lowest. Ashari kodesh baruch hu shkuntei alach, and therefore he was shoreh. He dwelled in you, because you're the lowest of the bushes, in a sense of anivut. Just like the fire burnt up Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah, varikat min kadmohi, then it moved away from them, it didn't burn them, so they were thrown into the fire, and they were not affected by the fire. Kain, tachminei eshata leploni barplonit, v'tarak min kadmohi. So too, the fire that's inside of so-and-so, meaning his name, should leave me, just like it left Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah. Right, the simta, which is, Rashi calls it shchin, I think, if I remember correctly. Rashi calls it shchin, krug belaz, which implies some boil or blister, abscess, lemeochi. He should say the following. Now these are, Rashi says here, the shmot hamalachim. These are the names of the angels, and therefore he is using their names, which is Baz, Bazaya, Mas, Messiah, Kas, Kesaya. Rashi has them interesting as one word. We have them as two words in our Gemara. Shalai, Va'amralai, Elaine, Malachay, Dishtalchu, Me'arad, the stone. These are the Malachim that were sent from the land, the city of Stone. So Rashi says they really weren't, but that's just the way that the incantation goes. Ula'asa, Shchina, Kevin. You come to cure boils and aches. Bazich, bazich, bazbizich, masmesich, kimon, kimich. As Rashi says, en lo mashmaut, says no meanings, elakachu alachash. This is the incantation. Enach bech, your color should stay the same, or stay in, stay in. Atrich, bach, zarech, your seed should stay within you. Keklot, uke parda. Parda is a mule. Klot, Rashi claims over here, is someone whose zera is caught up. Bishri bitno. I don't know what the muscles of his stomach. Shlo yolid. Someone who is impotent. Although the use of the term klot in other places like chulin means something that has a closed hoof. Doesn't have a split hoof. Is a klot. Dolo. Para veloravia that do not procreate. Kach lo tifre lo tirbe begufe de ploni bar plonit. You should not expand or grow within the body of so and so. The kippa, or the girsa darach is the keba, or the kiva, is for, as Rashi calls them, unbush, which is a babuot, some sort of boils, or Hashem beheh the kippa la meshi kufeo shade, someone who has been captured by a demon. Or other translation are ulcers. Leimalachi should say this. Cherev shkufa, a sword is drawn. Vikala nitusha, and a slingshot is prepared. Lo shmei Yochav, your name is not Yochav. Cholin machuvin, sickness and pain. And that's the incantation. All right. L'sheido for a demon. Leimalachi should say this. Havet de pakik havet. Should be closed up. Closed up you should be. Lita, you should be cursed, tavur, broken, umshumat, destroyed. And these are the names of these demons or shedim, bartit, bartame, bartina, obviously all negative terms, the son of dirt, the son of defilement, the son of
filth.
Kishamgaz, mirigaz, vistamai, you should be like these other shedim, shamgaz, mirigaz, vistamai, who things didn't work out so well for them, so they shouldn't work out so well for you. Sheda debeta kisei, the demon of the bathroom, leimahachi. A karkafe de ari, on the head of the lion, va'usi de gurait, on the nose, the snout of the lioness, ashkachton de shidai bar shirakia, So we found this, the Sheda, whose name is Barshirika Panda. That's the name of this demon. Bimishra Dikarte. I threw him, I tossed him into a garden or bed of leeks. Bloa Dikamra, with the jawbone of a donkey Chatarte. I whacked him or I smashed him. Alright, so these are the incantations and the methodologies to use for these sicknesses. And now we return to the Mishnah, which it says that B'nei Melachim B'Zagin, that the princes can go out with Zagin, with the bells. Mantana, who's the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Hoshaya, Rabbi Shimoni, Tamar Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim. The author of Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, who believes that all Jews are princes. And therefore, B'nei Melachim is a broader term, not just princes, but the nation that are called princes, and therefore it would apply to everybody. So we don't worry about the fact that he's going to pull it off to show people, because that's beneath their dignity. Someone who's a prince doesn't take things off to show. We're not worried about him thinking, oh wow, this is new, let me share it with my friends, because princes don't do that. That would be one possibility. Or the other possibility is, Rav Amar Barig Biksuto V'Diviyako. It's stitched in, woven into his beged, and therefore, there's no fear of him removing it, because it's part of the clothing that he's wearing, and that would apply to everyone, meaning all Deot would agree there that you can carry it out without a problem on Shabbat. Right now, we move into, away from the incantations and cures, to what we something called Darchei Haemuri. One is allowed, the Mishnah says, Yotzim bebeitzat ha-chargol. You can go out with the egg of a chargol, with some sort of locust. Ubishen shu'al, the tooth of a fox, umbamasmer min atzaluf, and a nail from someone who was tzaluf or tzalav, means someone who was crucified. Rabir means someone that was taken or put to death, and somehow there were nails placed in them or around them. Mishum rifu'ah divir Rabbi Meir. All of these are for medical reasons, and therefore Rabbi Meir says you can go out with them. V'chomim osrim af b'chol. Women say it's not only problematic on Shabbat, forget about caring, it's a problem on the weekday, Mishum Darchei Emuri. These are considered to be Darchei Emuri, Rashi calls them Nichushu. These are considered to be soothsayers, things that are superstitions. And therefore, there's no reason to take them out for Rufuah, because they're not anything that's real. Now, the Gemara continues, Yotzim bebeitzat hargol, da'avrei the shichlo. The reason that they did this was because it was used for earaches. They used to hang it on the ear or place it in the ear, this egg, and it was good for earaches. Shen shul shual, da'avde l'shinta d'chaya, l'man, I'm sorry, da'avde l'shinta, d'chaya l'man d'naim, d'mita l'man d'lo naim. This tooth of the fox is used for sleep disorders. D'chaya, you use a tooth from a live one, l'man d'naim, the one who is having, right, the one who is having trouble because he's sleeping too much. And that he's sleeping too much, and then you take it from the live one. Demita, you take it from a dead fox, laman de lo naim. You do the one who does not, is having trouble sleeping, that he's having, insomnia. So you should use it. So depending on which solution you need, that's the type of tooth that you need to remove. Right? Ubamasmer minas taluv, the avde le zirfa. It's good for zirfa, Rashi says, nafach makah, if you have swelling of a wound, that you use the metal to cut the wound or to slice it down to reduce the swelling. So as she says, that all metal cuts, and therefore it's good for this problem. Mishum refuah divrei Rabbi Meir. So here comes to your question, David. Anything that is good, works, that has medical efficacy, there is no din of darchei emori. Ha? The conclusion of that would be, ein bo mishum rufuah, yesh bo mishum darchei emori. If it's not necessarily medically efficacious, then it does have a din of darchei emori. Vatanya, don't we have a braita? Ilan shemeshir perotav, a tree that drops its fruits. Sokro besikra, you paint it red, betoano ba'avanim, and then you place large heavy rocks on the base. Bishlamo toano ba'avanim, I understand why you would put large rocks or bricks at the base of the tree. So you should weaken the tree. Now that it has to hold up these rocks or piles of rocks, it'll weaken the tree, and then it won't drop its fruit. the feeling being that it was dropping its fruit because it was too powerful. It had too much to offer, and therefore it was dropping its fruit. So if you weaken the tree, that'll be fine. Asokra b'sikra, my refuah kavit. Painting it red, what does that do for you? So where it says, ki eched alech zeinche, that people should see it, for the boy alei rachme, and they'll daven for the tree that it should stop dropping its fruit. Kedetanya, we have a braita, it says, v'tamei tamei ikra, that's talking about a person with tzarat, he has to warn the people approaching him that he is tamei. He has to give them a notice that he's tamei. Tzarech, why does he have to do this? Tzarech lo'diat se'arol rabim. He has to let other people know his difficulty, the pain that he's in. Rabim yivakshu alav rachamim. So others will ask for rachamim, will daven on his behalf in order that he gets better. So, all right, we'll do a little bit more, and then we'll discuss this in more depth. Amar Avina, keman talinan kupse bedikla. Like whom do we hang bunches of fruit on the dekel, on the palm tree? Now, the idea being that the palm tree is dropping its fruit, and therefore you would put a bunch of dates on it to show that it's dropping its fruit. Ki hai tano. It's like this tano, because we just saw before, that we put something as a siman to indicate to people what the problem is, then they'll daven for it. So if you hang the fallen dates on the tree, people will know that this is a tree that drops its dates, and therefore they'll daven for it. Tani tana. Beperek amurai kamei drabchir bavin. So there was a Tana that learnt Perek Amorai, means the Tosefta of the Emori. Emorites, Darche Emori. Tosefta, Darche Emori, Kamei Rebchir Ba'avin Amalei. So he responded, Rebchir Ba'avin said to him, Kulu Itbu Mishum Darche Emori, Labar Mehane. Every one of these is classified as Darche Emori. We'll go through a lot of them. Except for these. Mishi Etzlo Etzim Bigruno. Someone who has a bone caught in his throat. Mevi Me'oto Min. He brings from that same bone type, umeniach le'al kad kadgo, and he places it on his forehead, v'leim hachi. He should say this, chad chad nachit, bala bala nachit, chad chad. It's equivalent of some abracadabra, where you have the balance of words on the same sides, you know, chad chad nachit, bala bala nachit, chad chad, ein bo mishum darche emori. That doesn't have darche emori. The idra, the other possibility is the adado. Rashi over here calls that etzim shel dag, sheyeshov la'adam beveshet. It's a fish bone that is caught in your throat. Over there, leim achi. You should say it like this. In atzta kemachat, in alta kitris. You stuck like a needle, and you're locked up like a shield. Now, here we have our girsay shia shia. The oruch had shach shach. And then hames hames, we have over here, just shia shia. That's efficacious at removing the bone from the throat, or the fish bone from the throat. So now we're going to move over to things that are considered to be darche amori. The things until now we said were the exceptions to the rule, that those things work, and therefore they're not darche amori. Now we move on to a list for the remainder of the perek, which basically says these things are darche amori. Homer, gad gadi, someone who says, let my luck be lucky. Right? V'sinuklo ashkei voshkei. And I should not be tired, not in the day, not at night. Yeshua mishum darche emori. That is clearly darche emori. Yehuda mer, God ain't a lashon of a zara. Forget about darche emori. You're already into avodah zarah. Shneh amar, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, orchim the God shulchan. Talking about the people who set a table for God being the, whether it was a demon, whether it was a god of some sort, but they set the table for him, so it's clearly a form of avodah zarah. So when you say, gad gadi, my luck should be lucky, then you're not even just making some sort of incantation, some sort of superstitious saying. You actually, it looks like you're davening to a avodah zarah. Hu bishma v'hi bishmo. At night, they switch their names. Husband and wife switch their names. Yesh bo mishum darche emori. That is considered to be darche emori. Donu dane. Be strong, my barrels. That he wants his wine to go well and to ferment well and to stay and not turn into vinegar. If he says, be strong, my barrels, yesh bo mishum darche emori. Again, that's a superstitious saying. Ein dan el lashon avodah zarah. Forget about this darche emori. You're already into avodah zarah. Shneamar. Hanishbaim bashmat shomron. Those that swear by the iniquity of the shomron. Ramru chei lo'echa dan. Long live your God, Dan. Or in the name of their God, Dan. You see that Dan is a form of Avodah Zarah, so then when he says Dan Done or Doni Dani, that's referencing this Avodah Zarah. So avodah, I mean, the laws would be different, first of all. They're both restrict. You can't do either of them, but avodah zarah would result, there are stricter laws with regards to avodah zarah in terms of you have to destroy things that have anything to do with avodah zarah, the punishment for avodah zarah, as well as the yareg val yavur. One may not participate in avodah zarah, or do something that's avodah zarah, he has to give up his life when he's faced with that choice. Tarche mori don't have that side. Tarche mori are things that are superstitious, but have no efficacious, or just don't work. We don't know what they are. They're not something that necessarily relates to avodah zarah. So it might be restricted, but it doesn't have as strict rules as avodah zarah. The orev, tzarach, if he says to the raven, tzarach, to scream or to croak, the urbata, which is the female raven, he says, shrike, to shriek or to screech, v'chzirili zanavech letovan, turn me your tail for goodness. Yeshbo mishum darche mori, that's also considered to be darche mori. Omer, shakuto, tarnagol ze, shech this tarnagol, shech this rooster, shikara arvit, because it called out, it was the last one to call out, it called out at night, or Rashi says it called out like a raven, v'tarnagola, v'tarnagolta, Shikara Gavrit, a chicken that called out like a gever, like a rooster, Yeshbo Shum Darche Amori. All these sayings are problematic because of Darche Amori. Eshtev Otir, Eshtev Otir. Someone's drinking wine and says, I'll drink and I'll have left over, I'll drink and I'll have left over. Mean that he should have more and more, some sort of sense of bracha, Yeshbo Mishum Darche Amori. That's a problem with Darche Amori. Vakat Beitzim Bekotel, someone who smashes eggs against the wall, Bifnei Efruchim, before the chicks, Yeshbo Mishum Darche Amori. Rashi has an alternative girsa, is Itigarse Bitzim Bekat Acher Sheyatzu Efruchim. After the chicks hatch from the eggs, he takes the eggs and then smashes them on the wall. That's one way to read it. The other one is that he actually takes them and hangs the shells on the wall up next to the chicks. Vamegis Bifnei Efruchim, and someone who mixes, it's not clear what he's mixing, it sounds like he's mixing eggs, in front of the chicks, Yeshbo Mishum Darche Amori. Ha Mirakedet Ve'amonim Moneh Shivim Ve'achad Efruchim. Someone who dances and counts 71 chicks, Bishvil Shlo Yamutu, so that they shouldn't die, Yeshbo Mishum Darche Amori. That dance is a Darche Amori. Ha Mirakedet Kuteach. Someone who dances for Kuteach, which was a Babylonian dip that was made out of some sort of rotten cheese, milk, and stale bread that was mixed together and salt. It was a pungent type of dip. Exactly. Vamisha teket ladashim. Someone who says you should be quiet when we're dealing with the lentils. Vamitzavecha the grisim. Someone who shouts when they're dealing with beans. Yeshbo mishum darche amori. Hamashtene bifnei gderata. Someone who urinates in front of her pot that she's cooking. Mishvil shetit veshel mehira. So that she'll cook quicker. Yeshbo mishum darche amori. That's also darche amori. Aval. Here we do have something that works, and this is not considered to be Darche Mori. Nim kisem shel tut. You can put in a splinter, a piece of wood from the tut, which is a mulberry tree. That's the etza tut, is the mulberry tree. V'shivrei zchuchit, or shards of glass, b'gdera, inside of a pot, b'shvil shetit v'shel me'ira, so that it'll cook quicker. Those are considered to be good. Nachachamim usrim b'shivrei zchuchit mipnei sakana. Not because it's problematic, because it's dangerous to have shards of glass that are floating around in the pot. We don't want to do that. But this is a methodology that's used because it suppresses the boiling of the pot. Some people have these glass rings that you can drop to the bottom of the pot and suppresses the boiling, so therefore it gets hotter, the pot, without boiling over. So I don't know if this is what they're referencing or something along these lines, but it does cause the cooking process to accelerate because it doesn't allow it to boil over. Tan Rabbanan, notnim, these are all items that you can do. Notnim bul shomelach l'tochaner. Put a lump of salt inside of the olive oil, b'shvil sheta'ir v'tadlik, so that it'll light better and cleaner. So that's something to know. It's Hanukkah now, we light with olive oil, that if you put salt in the olive oil, supposedly, it burns cleaner and is drawn to the wick better. Tid, something like mud, v'charasit and clay, tachat aner, you can put it underneath the lamp, b'shvil shetamtin v'tadlik. You put it into the fuel of the lamp in order that it'll burn slower. So it'll slow down the burning process. Amr Zutra, hi man de mixe shraga de mishka, someone who covers over an oil lamp, umigali nafta, or opens, exposes a lamp that is burning nafta, cover mishum bal tashkit. That's a violation of bal tashkit, of being wasteful. Because then it burns, it accelerates the burning process. So if you cover over the If you cover over the oil lamp, that accelerates the burning, and it's a waste of oil, because it would burn slower and just as well if you left it open. And the opposite with you, but the naphtha. The naphtha, you kept it closed, it burns well. And if you open it up, it just burns much faster, and it's unnecessary to burn it faster. It's consuming more fuel for no reason. So it's a waste. So it's a violation of the Yisra Baal Tashchit of wasting. So this is the most interesting of all these sayings that we have today, which is from Rabbi Akiva. Chamra v'chaye. Wine and life, the fum rabbanan, to the mouths of the rabbanan, ain bo mishum darchei amori, is not a problem of darchei amori. Masim Rabbi Akiva, is an incident with Rabbi Akiva, shasam ishted libno, he made a party, sounds like it's a wedding reception libno, for his son, v'al kol kos, v'kos, shevi, on every cup that they brought, amar chamra v'chai lefum rabbanan, should be wine and life, to the mouth of the rabbanan, chai v'chamra lefum rabbanan, lefum tamideon. Life and wine to the mouths of the Rabbanan and their students. The equivalent today of L'chaim, right? And as Rashi says, that these aren't problematic, because Mozgim notnim kos omer kach lebrocha ba'alma. It's not an incantation. It's not some sort of superstitious saying. It's a brocha. You're just doing it. Alayayin, you're giving a brocha, that everybody should have a good life, or things should be good. That is permissible, because that's not something that has no meaning. It's simply a brocha that's in the context of the item of wine. Okay, I'm going to stop over here. I'll just mention the halacha, what's brought down. It's very interesting the way that the poskim and the rishonim deal with these things. Of course, the Rambam, who is a huge rationalist, really says without evidence of medical efficacy from the doctors that these things work, one is not permitted to use any of these items. None of these items are permissible. None of these incantations, nothing here is permissible unless you have evidence, but evidence that's stamped and proved by the doctors. Shulchan Aruch, you know, when he quotes it a little bit on the lighter side, and he says that it has to be something that has proven efficacy in order to be used. But there are many who say that when it comes to these things that are not classified as Darchei Amuri, that even if we don't know if it's efficacious, why not take a risk? Why not take a chance? And that some of the things work. And since some of these things work, then you could take amulets, these kameot that we saw earlier in the parak, as well as these, some incantations, or I'll call them alternative medicines, that one is permitted to use them, as long as there's no evidence to the contrary. Evidence to the contrary is brought by the Shuta Rashba. The Rashba, in a number of tshuvot, extensive tshuvot, writes about what we'll call alternative medicines. And in those tshuvot, he says, first of all, what is asur is only what the chachamim were oser. So over here, when they said this is Mishum Darchei Amori, that limited the scope. It's what's called Darchei Amori. Anything that's outside of these items is not classified as Darchei Amori. Right? You could approach this from two ways. You could say, everything is Darchei Amori, unless it's proven that it works, or it has refuah, which is the Rambam's approach. The Rashba takes the other approach. The Rashba says, no, anything that's mentioned here is Darchei Amori. That means anything out of the scope of what's mentioned here is not Darchei Amori. And therefore, you could try it, and that you have the options to do it. And the Rashba brings very interesting things down, including about one of his Rebbeim, the Ramban, that they used to do some very interesting alternative medicines for people who were sick with fever. They did things with lions and images of lions above the bed and all sorts of things. Right, pigeons over the bellies. So all these things. So all of these things that Rashba discusses over there, which would be the major heter, I would say, for alternative medicines or going these paths, as long as there's nothing that involves, I'd say, avodah zarah or darchei amuri, where it's something that's done out of superstition, something that's done with no bearing or meaning. But that has to come, according to the Rashba, only here, the list here, or something that's obvious, that it just doesn't make any sense, or doesn't have any bearing. But if it's something that you could try, and maybe it works, go ahead and do it. And so that's a very interesting approach in terms of Darchei Mori, and really opens up, I'd say, Pandora's box in terms of alternative medicines, or the ability to use alternative medicines, as opposed to the, I would say, the stricter view of the Rambam, and even the Shulchan Aruch. But you see that there was a huge move, and I think it might even be driven by the people, that there was this desire for cures, desire for the ability to use these things, and therefore you see the Rishonim discussing the fact that, okay, we're going to limit the scope, we're going to allow people to use these alternative medicines. And so they would be permitted, therefore, according to the Rashba, and he's the major source for this, that these things are not considered Darchei Amori, as long as they were not mentioned in the Gemara to specifically be Darchei Amori. Okay, we'll stop over here.